Well, the City of Greater Bendigo has been meeting with representatives of Haven Home Safe, Victoria Police and Parks Victoria to discuss support for people sleeping rough across Greater Bendigo. We've got Donna Gillard with us from Haven Home Safe, General Manager for Support Services North, on the show this morning. Donna, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Robert and Steve. Thanks for inviting me today.
Good morning, Donna. Now, it's obviously been a problem for a long, long time. Why is it happening now, this sort of collaboration?
I guess we have always collaborated together, but this is the first time we've had a formal meeting. So our Rough Sleeper team, we have a fabulous team. They're a street-based outreach team, and we have always worked really closely with Parks Victoria, local laws within the council and the police. But I guess this is the first time that we have come together to move forward for a plan.
Is it something that's being exacerbated by the COVID situation, or are things much as normal?
I think for us it's pretty much normal. Not sure perhaps the community have concerns around the visibility of some of the rough sleepers around the city.
I guess the issue is that there's no quick fix, is there? It's an ongoing issue.
It is. The housing options in Bendigo are very limited and mostly unaffordable. But I guess it's important for the community to know that our team are checking in daily with known rough sleepers. We're out there offering support. Our program's been running for over 2 years. And we have been lucky enough to have the program extended by the state government for a further 4 years, which is fabulous.
So if you have a homeless person come to see you, what can you actually offer them at this point?
At this point in time, with COVID lockdowns, we can accommodate. We do have limited funding where we can accommodate people in local motels and crisis accommodation. But generally, depending on their circumstances, it's on an individual basis. We may be able to accommodate them for a couple of nights. We may be able to find them something medium term. But it does really depend on the person, what the person wants and what's available at the time.
So I guess from the broad aspect, the coming together of the various organisations, what's sort of the long-term goal that you would hope to achieve from this?
I guess by raising the awareness within the community and within government and other key stakeholders, that it is a problem and it is a growing problem. We are starting to see, or we have been seeing, people from out of the region coming to Bendigo for various reasons. They may know someone here or they may just wanting to be getting out of where they've been.
The figures that we're hearing from the council and yourselves of 2,700 people in Greater Bendigo are trying to access low-income housing. That's a big number. If you could see that many people in front of you, that's a lot of homes to find. How are you going to address that?
Yeah, that's a big problem. And, you know, as much as we do an amazing job every day, our team are fantastic, that is a bigger issue that we will rely on government support for.
Yeah. Well, look, it's a tough job ahead, but great to see the collaboration of all the various groups and everybody doing what they can to help in this situation. And Donna, thank you so much for joining us this morning to have a chat about it.
No worries. Thank you very much.
And keep up the good work.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Donna Gillard from Haven Home Safe, the General Manager of Support Services North. And it's just going to be one of those situations, Steve, that continues to be looked at and helped. And as we said, there's no quick fix for it. It's, you know,
seems to have come from, which interesting, are quite thoughtless, really. It sounds like it's come from a complaint from people having to look at these people. That's quite bad, really.
Yeah, if that's the case. I mean, that's, you know, like...
But for the grace of God go I.
I was about to say that. I'm not a religious man, but I would certainly say that that is the case.